The scenes from the Netherlands today are absolutely heartbreaking as an entire nation observed a national day of mourning. Church bells across the country rang for five somber minutes just before two transport planes arrived at Eindhoven Air Base, carrying the first coffins of victims who died aboard Malaysia Airlines Flight 17. A long line of black hearses carried those simple wooden coffins to a military medical base in Hilversum, southeast of Amsterdam. And along every mile of their route, thousands of Dutch citizens stood in silence on overpasses and along roadsides to pay their respects. Journalist Robert Chessel has been covering events there today. He joins us from Hilversum. And Robert, first of all, tell us, what is it like in the town today? What is the mood there?
It's somber. It's beautiful weather, and you see people out in very summery clothes, but you can see on everyone's face there's a mood of recognition that everybody just really doesn't even need to say anything to each other to realize how monumentous the pain is that really is truly felt across the country. People were standing silently on the side of the road waiting for hours for the hearses to arrive in Hilversum. People had the patience. You saw, it was pictures being tweeted from all over the country that people were amazed on the highways. People pulled over at the side of the road. This is something you don't normally see in the Netherlands. People are always in a rush and very busy. People at campgrounds and at swimming pools just stood by the side of the pool and were silent to pay their respects. It's been a truly remarkable day.
Well, we were seeing images, and the world is seeing images of Dutch citizens standing on those overpasses, throwing flowers down on the hearses as they pass slowly beneath the overpasses. And in Hilversum itself, the pain has to be especially acute. The town lost three entire families, including the son of a fourth family there, right?
That's right, and 13 people in total, and it's been... It's hard to imagine the impact is palpable, basically. And Hilversum's not the only town, but Hilversum feels it very, very strongly. Hilversum's also the center of the country's media. I mean, all the public broadcasting companies are based there. So it's odd. And, it brings together, parts of the country that normally don't have much to do with one another, but Hilversum is really, for some strange reason, the epicenter of the suffering.
Well, Hilversum's mayor apparently caused something of a stir today when he said on a radio show that Russian President Vladimir Putin's daughter, who lives in the Netherlands, should be deported. But he later apologized on Twitter, saying his remarks stemmed from a feeling of helplessness that many will recognize. So politics, or pain, I should say, simple human pain punching through the politics of this situation.
Yeah, and anger and frustration. What Broertjes has said, and he's a very media-savvy guy. He used to be editor-in-chief of one of the major newspapers here before he became mayor. That frustration is very, very real. And we also heard it from our foreign minister, Frans Timmermans, at the UN Security Council in New York just 2 days ago. He was furious. He was talking and looking at right into the eyes of his Russian UN colleague when he said that political games were being played while families were watching thugs tampering with a crash site where the bodily remains of their loved ones were lying and, you know, thumbing through their possessions. I mean, that sort of thing is making the Dutch people furious at the same time that they're so sad. So it's very, very mixed emotions and a lot of frustration building up here.
And on a final note, we see that the Dutch Safety Board today says that it's taken charge of the investigation of the shooting down of Malaysia Air Flight 17. And the black boxes are reported to be in Britain now, so progress being made there. Robert, in the last couple seconds that we have left, I do want to ask you a personal question. You told us a few days ago that you knew one of the families, your daughter knew one of the families. We just got a couple seconds to go. How are you and your family doing?
Well, we're just trying to be, you know, you try to be loving, you try to listen. And our daughter is being kind of quiet about it, and we're just giving her the space that she needs. I think she's talking to her friends about it, and that's what she really needs to do at this point. She's 19 years old, and, you know, she's dealing with it in her own way. But really, it goes for the whole country. So, you know.
Well, Robert Chessel, longtime journalist, speaking to us from the Netherlands. Robert, thank you so very much.